hearts.
Olúwa gbàgbọ́ pé ẹ̀mí rẹ yóò sàbà lórí ọkàn wa.
Your spirit will cause a divine internal change that we need.
Ẹ̀mí rẹ yóò jẹ́ kí ìyípadà láti inú wá tí a nílò kí ó ṣẹlẹ̀.
For the life of Christ, the very life of Christ to break forth from within us.
Pé kí ìgbé ayé Kristi gangan lè bù jáde láti inú wa.
We plead with you again as we sit around your feet.
Arole kan si bi ati pejopo ni abe ese re.
As we sit on this same ground.
Bi ati joko lori ile pepe yi.
In order for us to grow the spine of your word.
Fun wa lati le bere ni dagbasoke.
So that we can arise upon our feet a great army.
Ka ba le dide lori ese wa omo ogun nla.
March for you.
Ki a si bere ni sise fun.
Taking nations for thee.
Ba awon orile ede fun o.
And preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
Ki a ma waasu irere
ijoba
naa.
And healing all those that were oppressed of the devil.
Ki a si ma wo gbogbo awon ti esu n da loro san.
That we might carry the complete gospel in our hands.
Ki a le gbe gbogbo irere ni
that you will take us beyond seeking miracles.
You
will make us to be giving miracles. Lord, please do this in our lives as we behold your face again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please be seated if you have a place to sit.
Your wife, can I see it? You are not a girl at Jokule.
Or we're expecting that we should have some few dozens more.
And let it be, come on to my wife.
So that we can sit.
Kiabale Joko.
Just find somewhere to sit.
Why become Latifi Kalesi?
But I'm seeing some bags here in front.
Ori awon apo kan ti won joko.
There is a vacant seat here if somebody wants to sit.
Ni waju ni
ahin. In front here.
Ni waju patapata ni ahin.
Please come and sit down there if you. Yes, there are two seats here.
O daga meji ni waju patapata.
So just march forward and sit.
What is it, maabo? O waju ko nbe.
And if you see bag or Bible sitting.
Bari bi kan ti bibeli tabi akojoko si.
Please, you can sit there. Praise the Lord. There
Hallelujah.
Is still one vacant seat
Aga
in front.
Wa ni waju ton we ni
okay. It's all right. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the afternoon,
ni osan,
before we responded to the Lord, we were looking at the book of Luke, chapter
9.
And we were simply considering an event that took place where the Lord called his 12 out of the called disciples.
Nibi ti Oluwa ti pe awon meji la re jade ninu awon omo eyin yoku.
He called them to give them power and authority.
Lati fun won ni agbara ati ase.
Over all devils and to cure diseases.
Lori gbogbo emi esu ati lati ma wo awon arun san.
And you know that the word disease in English is simply disease.
Tara
oro. When somebody lacks ease. Yes, is disease.
And so pe ni na o se aisan abi aare.
Power and authority
agbara ati ase
over all devils,
lori gbogbo emi okukun,
whatever be the category of the devils,
ipa yowu ti emi esu na nko.
He gave them power and authority over them.
Fun won ni ase ati agbara lori won.
But we discover that it was not arbitrary. In dispensing this power and authority, we discover that he gave it to his 12. Those that were about him. Those that have come to identify with him. Those that have fused into him. Great. Such were the men that Jesus called out of the call. And he gave it to them. We saw that power and authority is a gift for his own.
Agbara ati ase ebun ni o fun awon ti e.
There was no labor they bestowed. There was no price they paid specially to collect that.
Won o se laala koda won o da mu won o si san idiyele kankan lati le gba agbara ati ase.
He called them because they were his. And we have reached that point in the course of this meeting where we have realized that the Lord is looking for those that will be about him. Men that will do everything because of him. That when they have opportunity to eat, it is about him. When they have opportunity to relax, or they do bodily exercises, it will be about
him.
One of our disciples accosted me. He said, what do you do to your voice? Your voice don't crack. My own is cracking. I said, you have started drinking ice water.
I
said, the heat this year was
serious.
I took it
a little.
I said, you backslided.
Mo ni o pada seyin ni. Pada seyin ni o.
You backslided.
Pada seyin ni o.
I said, if you understand
to ba je pe ni oye yi o
that you know that your voice is a major instrument for him. No matter how much the heat
will
be, you will refrain yourself from taking ice cold water. Because the voice is about him.
Tori pe ohun re o wa laye fun Olorun.
Egun na fe jeja eku ni oje.
The masquerade wants to eat fish, but this thing that he's putting on cannot permit him.
Do you understand that?
So ye or dear. Alegun fe jeja. Sugbon gareta to gbe bo ko le jo renu fi jeja.
Eku oje.
Eku o eku ni oje the mad whatever is carrying on his head cannot permit him.
O fe jeja.
Wants to eat fish.
Eku ogba.
The masquerade thing will not permit him. It's not free.
Emi na fe ice water.
Me myself, I would have loved to be drinking ice cold water.
Ama eni to wa fun ogba.
But the reason I am living will not permit me.
Ogba.
It's not possible.
There is a life of consecration.
Igbe aye kan be ti a npe ni igbe aye ifara eni ji.
That God is calling us on.
Ti Oluwa npe wa si.
He wants to release his power.
O fe tu agbara re
sile. But not to strangers.
Sugbon ke se fun awon are.
He wants to permit me chipping miracle signs and wonders.
O fe so se iyanu ati se amide ponto meta toro.
And people will stop shouting and celebrating such men that they think carry such power.
Ki awon eyan ye ma pon jebe laki sa.
But
ṣugbọn
he doesn't want it to fall into the hands of strange people.
Ko fe ko bo sowo awon are awon omo ta.
Only those who are about him.
Kiki awon omo onile awon to wa fun iwo to wa laye won je fun ohun.
Eating about him. Thinking about him. Reading about him. Speaking about him. Singing about him. Watching TV about him. Listening to news about him. It's
Ridiculous.
It's a big problem in my own heart.
O je isoro nla lo kan aya temi.
That I see Christian.
Pe mo ri awon Christiani.
Not ravaged by Christ.
Ti Christi o ti mu won dodo. O gbe won mi.
They are still talking. He said, but you see, I'm a human being.
O ni eyan na ele na ara gbogbo wa. Eyan le mi na.
I'm a human being.
Eyan ni mi. Eyan ni mi.
Don't you understand?
Se ko yi o pe eyan na ni mi.
I don't understand.
Bo lo si fe ye mi.
But you see, primarily, I am thinking you are about Christ.
Mo ro pe tori Christ lo fi nbe.
And him writer says,
Olorin kan ko pe
ibanuje ko le se nkan bi fere ba wa fun mi. Ayo ko si le du mo mi. Bi wo ko si le nu re. That is it. Sorrow has no meaning. It is not as if it is not sorrow. It is sorrow.
Ibanuje ni.
And it is sorrowful.
Ibanuje si
but it is meaningless. When the love of Christ is intact. Joy itself.
Ayo ti kalare.
Is arrant nonsense.
O je si ko si.
If Christ.
Si Christi.
Is not in it.
Ba sonu ninu re.
So it's not about feelings. We feel pain. And yet we felt we have gained something. Through pain. When you see the pain a woman goes through to deliver a child, you will think she will not be pregnant again. But before you say Jack. She's pregnant again.
Elomi ti en bi meji ninu odun kan soso. Won paro.
So possible.
En o se se sa mo ti riri ni sa.
Oh, won lo possible.
Bi kan January obi kan December.
Oh. Oh, possible. So you discover.
Eko lori e. Ma wa ṣawari pe.
What the Lord.
Ohun ti Olorun.
Is calling us unto.
To n pe wa si.
Is far above these sensual issues.
O tayo awon nkan wewa awon nkan rara won yi.
That you are talking about. And if you are not ready, you are not ready. That's the matter. But for those that were about him, he called them and gave them power and authority over all devils.
Lori gbogbo emi okukun.
When you see a traffic warden.
To ba ri awon to ma ndari oko loju popo.
Some of them may not even be properly dressed.
Lara won le mo mura daada.
And a big articulated vehicle could be coming, which we call trailer.
And
all the man needed to do
is to do like this.
Once
he
does like this, that articulated vehicle we grind to a halt. Power and authority. He does not need to shout. He does not need to struggle. He does not need to tremble or to vibrate. No. He will just do like this.
See,
the man does not stop where
he
ought to stop. He can say you are under arrest.
Or what
authority.
Ashe.
Awatike come out to wama be.
We have cried to demons to come out that our voices will burst. In those days, Neil.
When we didn't understand.
Nigba to ye o ti ye wa.
What is called power and authority, or when we didn't have it.
When Matia ati ne onpe ni agbara ati.
When you have to, when you see a man who makes noise.
Nigba to ba ri okunrin kan tin man tin pariwo.
There is no power with him.
Ko lagbara ni.
Even those who have juju, when you meet them, they don't talk. When you are making noise like this, it's
all right.
As you are going, you just say something. And
that's all.
Power and authority over all
devils.
I am asking God to demonstrate it in our lives. You will realize that the devil respects authority. As Jesus emerged, as I read it in Mark chapter 5, and the gathering demoniac saw him, he ran, he fell at his feet, and worshipped him. Said, I know you now, thou son of the living God. Why have you come to torment us? Our time has not yet come. As he dear Lord,
and we are not disturbing you.
The master has not spoken. So how am I a son of the living God? And I'll be shouting. And demons will be engaging me in discussion. Now you see, I'm talking about power and authority for his own.
Nipa agbara ati ase fun awon ti e.
Tonight we're going to have hour of mercy again.
Lancha le yi autuma ni wakati anu.
And I'm sure in my heart.
Mo si mo daju lokan mi.
As many of us are oppressed of the devil.
Iyeju wa ti satani nda loro.
Will be set free.
Autu asile.
If there is any.
Ta ba reni kankan. To shiku.
Look, when a soldier, I don't know how they know, when a soldier meets his oga, they don't say, from which infantry are you? They don't say, what is your age? They don't say, how many wives do you have? Once they see a superior officer, they salute.
You're
son funny. And then it steals.
You see, grandpa, you're tired.
And it is the superior officer that we tell him to relax.
No, I saw for really. Dera.
You say, at ease.
And you are dera.
You are so at ease.
No, but you are dera.
I am talking about power and authority. The centurion told
Jesus,
I am a man under authority. I have orgas over me.
Senior officers power locate me.
And I also have soldiers under me.
But ni awon soja wewewe labe mi.
I say to one, go.
Bin ba wi fun kan pe o ya lo.
And he goeth.
O dadan ni ko lo.
I say to another, come.
Ba mi pe ma bo.
He doesn't ask me to come and do what.
Ko bodo ba mi jiyan bi ko bere o nbo na ni.
He cometh.
Yo ma bo.
I say to this one, do this.
So fun eleyi ko ya se yi.
And he doeth it.
Yo se ni.
You don't need to come.
Ko nilo ko wa.
Just speak.
Sokiki oro. Nikan.
I understand how authority works.
Omo bi ase se nsise.
And the way you operate.
You wan ase se nsise.
I also perceive.
Mo ke fi pe.
You are a man of authority.
Mo ke fi pe eni ase ni o.
Just speak where you are.
Iwo sa ran oro re nse.
And my servant shall be healed.
Omo mi ran se kunrin mi yo si gba imulada.
That's military understanding. Dazed Jesus himself. So I have not seen his faith so great. And it's not in Israel. You don't have to live where you are for the sickness to live where it is. You don't need it. Distance can't be any barrier. When you are about him, he gives authority and power over all devils and to cure diseases. No matter how much we are pressed by what goes on around us, we have made up our mind never to change from what we have found in the Word of God. Great work are being done when the Word of God goes forth. Especially when it's coming with authority. When God gives us this power and authority, we shall no longer struggle. I can hear you say amen. So, I want to live as one. And I want to come to verse 2. And I want to deal with that verse 2. I want to approach it carefully. But family.
Mo fe dase wonu re ni mo fe lakiyesi bakan na mo si fe fowo to da gba mu.
And he sent them.
O si ran won lo.
So please take note.
Do fi yesi o.
Those that he called.
Awon ti o pe yi ni o.
And he gave power and authority
to si ti fi agbara ati ase fun
to cure
lati wo
diseases
gbogbo arun
to operate over the devil
lati ma le awon emi esu
all devils
gbogbo emi esu
whatever is their rank
yowu to je ipo won
Bible say, and you will notice that conjunction very consistent in several of the verses. Do you notice it?
Okay, see.
From verses 1 to 6. It's a process. You take one before the other
but
one.
Kan,
you don't jump any of the steps. And he sent them.
Si
so, I'll be talking about that. The sending of his 12. It is one thing for God to call a man. It is another thing for him to send that man. It is not every time he calls that he sends. But I want you to see this. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Now that's where my challenge is. I have opened several passages of the Bible between the time the theme of this meeting came and now.
But is she a kai maye biki ka bibeli? La ring batolorun fun wa ni akori ipade yi ati akoko ta wa yi.
As though I have never read the Bible before.
Abeni pe won ka bibeli ri nle aye mi.
As I see this statement everywhere I turn to.
Bi mo tin ri oro yi ni gbogbo ibi ti mo ba yi si.
You mean this has been here?
Se pe eyi tin be ni ayin ti pe.
So the Lord is in this place and I didn't know. I have opened several pages. Searching. And everywhere I turn to. I see the same instruction. The same pattern. He sent them to preach the gospel of the kingdom and so one of the days he said to me, if you preach the gospel of the kingdom and you don't heal the sick, don't you think you are disobedient? Don't you think that you cannot call the head of the dog and not call the head of the pot you used to cook the dog? Don't you think that you can't worship an idol beside a river?
An
elephant grass will not know about it. that to preach
lati wasu
is correct.
O ma da o si ye.
To heal
lati wo nisan
is also correct.
O na da o si to.
It is incorrect.
Ko wa leto
to push healing. To push the matter of healing.
Lati gbe oro iwo nisan.
And do not preach the gospel of the kingdom. Not just preach
you.
That the one who says, I have healing ministry. Is a fraudster. We didn't have such in the Bible.
Ah, niru enu bibeli o. Healing minister.
Now, don't mind those another strange gospel that has pervaded our atmosphere. Permeated our atmosphere.
Ma bi kita nipa awon oni irere miran, oni irere odi. Ti won ti kunta. Ti won si nboju gbogbo nboju ijo Olorun je.
Forget, don't worry about them.
Dagbe nipa won.
This is scriptures.
Bibeli la si.
And in few days to come, such error will not survive anymore. It is incorrect to preach the gospel of the kingdom and neglect the aspect of healing the sick. So I'm only sent to preach. It's alright. But that also is incomplete gospel. That's why the Lord has called us. I have heard that several times.
There are
people that teach. You don't have power. Of course we don't. Because I don't. Even now. I don't. He is the one who owns power. So once have I heard. And twice the power belongeth unto God. I only exercise that power because I am in him and he is in me. But primarily, he is the owner. I was telling the brethren here. So I went to preach in a market. We have a sister who was gathering some people in the market. And as I was preaching, I had a prompt in my spirit that some people were there married without children. And I prayed. I left. I didn't know. So the following year, they invited me. So I was there. I prayed the first day. Which I think should be a Thursday or Friday. And
then
the meeting should hold the next day. I didn't know they've organized a special session of celebration. A woman that was there the previous year when I prayed, God decided to answer that prayer. And she conceived and gave birth to a set of twins. So they decided, and I didn't know, that they were going to dedicate the children and then the woman will give testimony. They have organized it. And God was merciful to me. They told me. He said, last year, when you came here, you prayed for those who are looking for the fruit of the womb. God answered that prayer. In fact, a woman delivered instead of
priest.
We have asked him that she should come tomorrow. You are priest, that you'll be around. She will give testimony. You will dedicate the children. As we are going, I told the brethren, I said, we will come here late tomorrow. It will not be in my presence that they will give such testimony. So I deliberately came late. They fell so bad. They have done all the nonsense they wanted to do. Before I arrived.
Into the
say, how did you come?
Ah, it's real.
In fact, you see this brother that followed
me.
He has been married for 3 years.
Oh, see, lawyer, ya wo fun odun meta.
If I had power.
Timba lagbara ni.
Lapalapa ba mo gun ete. Maybe ba wo tare na.
If lapalapa has the solution to leprosy, won't he have taken care of itself? If I have power, the one that is following me, that is barren, shouldn't his wife have given birth?
You
want to kill me?
You think something will boost your ministry?
No,
it will only shorten your life. You will think that those people who are doing that and they have not died now, they have not died. Sometimes when I listen to them, I say,
what are they saying?
You will not touch life.
You fall for what can you know
what they are saying. You can't connect what they are saying.
Bontian so palabala ni ko ni se mu ko apapo rara.
Disconnected from heaven.
Orun ti yonda won ti pe. Won ti gba yonda, she freedom.
Jesus never tried that.
Jesus ko dan ile iwo.
As great as he is.
Bo se lagbara to?
He never.
Laye
ko dan wo. Don't tell anybody.
E ma so fe nikan kan.
Don't tell anybody.
E ma so fe nikan kan o pe mi ni o. And you say you have two heads.
I'm your liar, sir.
People can be very bold.
I don't understand that.
Omo ye mi o, iru eyi o ye mi.
I don't.
O lati pe iru eyi na.
I am praying to God.
Emi gbadura si Olorun.
He will raise disciples.
Yo gbe awon omo leyin dide.
Loaded with divine power.
Ti won ko fun agbara
ni mo. Very simple in their lives.
Sibe sibe igbe aye won, igbe aye irorun ati pelepele ni. Igbe aye ti o pariwo.
Simple.
Ti o lariwo rara.
You know, we were preaching in Jebu one day. We finished our flame and I came to Jebu to preach.
A pari ni a flame wa lo si Jebu lati wasu.
And I have forgot.
Emi se ti gbagbe.
That a woman came and said, look.
Obinrin kan wa so pe.
For 11 years.
For odun kan la.
I had the first child for 11 years now.
Mo ti bi omo kan sugbon leyin odun kan la mo ti ri mi o. Mo ni.
It is very simple now.
O rorun.
So I share my testimony.
Wa so eri temi na fun.
And I pray with her.
Mo si gbadura pelu re.
And we left.
Awa si ba ti a lo.
The following year.
Ngba to dodun to tele.
We came again to that same place to preach. So we went to one of the media people.
Mo ba lo ba kan na awon ta jo mo nko wo rin.
This man didn't recognize me.
Ah, un baba yo da mi mama.
And that one said, what happened?
Yeah, ni kilo sele.
Yeah, they pray for me here. Pray for me. And see my tummy now.
Ma wo mo ti loyun, mo ti loyun.
He said,
"Oni o."
He don't go to him o.
E ma lo ba won.
They don't go and meet him.
He
has forgotten about
him.
And he's not interested. It was as we are going to Asaba from
Ijebu.
The person was telling
me.
What is inside that? Why do you like wahala? Why do you want to put you into trouble with God? Am I a custodian of his power? If I have it, I'll be using it the way I like.
Ah, but say we mean it's a man low.
But he's the owner.
Shubolon lo lagbara.
If you say it and he refuses to do it, what
will he do?
So maybe you are saying, Lord, give me this part. Now,
then go take.
Only bastard thinks that way. It's not for children. We must be about him. And that is a grave concern for us. So as he empowered them, and he gave them authority, he said there is another level that I must bring you into. Is the level of being sent. And he told
me,
if I give you power and authority and you are not sent, you're on your own. You are a fraudster. Because what authenticates the power is the commission. Even though I am the one who gives it, I have given you power and authority to cast out devils, to heal diseases. Yes, it is mine. I have raised you as an agent for it. But if I have not sent you and you use it, that power is fake. Now, fear greet my heart.
You have given it to me now. Why shouldn't I be able to use it?
Say no.
Nirara.
If you see a correct son,
to gidi,
he does not do anything except he sees his father do it.
Lie,
what makes that authority genuine? What makes the power genuine is that he has sent you to use it. You know, I know several people with several issues here. But I dare not open my mouth and be praying for them. When he has not commanded, there is, look, no matter how much the power intoxicates
you,
you must be sent. You know how we go to churches, and then you will see obvious lapses, all kinds of issues. And I will just stay on what the Lord has asked me to say. And I'm sure some of the brothers have asked me something.
Don't you see this thing?
I saw it. But he never sent me.
Please help me. Cannot become the owner of the load.
No.
Rara.
No matter how much you are pressed, you must wait for him to send you. No matter how urgent it appears to be, you must be patient enough to hear his instruction for you to go. So I read in this Bible, and he sent them, and he itemized what he wanted them to go and do.
O tun la kale lesese ohun to fe ki won lo se.
To preach the kingdom of God.
Iwasu ijoba Olorun.
And to heal the sick.
Lati mu awon olokorun larada.
Now, can you please check verse 11 for me?
Or
verses 10 and 11.
Ma bo ni ese ke wa ti kokanla.
And the apostles, when they were returned, they told him all that they had done.
Nigba ti awon apostles si pada de, won royin ohun gbogbo fun ti won ti se.
You know, I was checking if you read other gospels.
To ba ka awon irere yoku.
I was checking what was this all they had done.
Kini itumo ohun gbogbo ti won ti se?
That they preached.
Ti won wa su.
And they heal.
Won si ma awon eniyan larada.
Because you will have seen that in verse 6. Do you notice it in verse
6?
Can you read verse 6? And they departed. And went through the town. Preaching the gospel. You know, I have a little constraint now.
Sori mo ni nkan kan ton fa mi seyin bayi.
I have I am thinking.
Emi ro.
I should explain what is the message of the kingdom.
O ye ki salaye fun o kini irere ijoba na.
Because he asked them to preach the kingdom of God.
O ro ni ki an wa su ijoba Olorun.
And what is the kingdom of God?
Verse
says they preach the gospel. You know, I think our brother was sharing with us yesterday when he was talking about another gospel. Gospel.
In rere.
I was taught.
Akome.
That it's about the virgin
birth.
The sinless life of Christ.
Ibi Christi ati igbe aye ailese.
The death of Christ.
Iku Christi.
His resurrection.
Ati ajinde re.
And his soon return.
Ati pe un pada abo.
That's the gospel.
In rere re o.
And then somebody will say, you have to pray. Yesterday,
Lana.
Somebody
Anykan.
has been trusting God
o tin gba Olorun gbo
for money to start a business.
Fun owo lati bere idokowo kan.
He was trusting God for 2 million.
O n gba Olorun gbo fun million meji.
And that yesterday,
lana yen gan,
somebody just came from Abuja.
E kan de lati Abuja.
And he brought the 2 million.
O si ko million meji
wa. He gave it to him.
O ko fun.
As he was going home,
bo se nlo le,
he was knocked down by a car.
Ah, o kan si ko lu. O si ku.
You say ha.
Won na say ha. Inrere ti won ma wa su fun yinu.
Gospel people preach now.
Inrere ti ma agba su ka kinu.
And they create fear.
Won wa die jene eru.
In the heart of people.
Sinu akan won eyan.
So that they can pray.
Kan ba le gbadura ni o.
And they will be praying from the angle of fear.
Won ma gbadura lati agbon eru.
That's not prayer.
Eyi se inrere. Ke si sadua.
That's the gospel of the devil.
In rere satani, in rere luciferi nu. In buburu papa.
How do you convert the pulpit of Christ?
Fo lo se wa so pepe Christi.
To propagate the wickedness of the devil.
Lati ma so in buburu satani.
As wickedness.
Da. Iwa ikani.
The first day.
Ni ojo akoko.
I listened to Joshua Balogun.
Ti mo gbo iwasu Joshua Balogun.
It was in a meeting, an open air crusade.
O nse iwasu ta gbangba.
And he was talking about his occultic exploits and all of that.
Bo se sa gogun, bo se sa igbe okukun.
I was in business then. Some of the boys that were working with me, we went for the crusade together. And one of them said, I won't be able to sleep tonight. I just said, and I announced, and
then
what you heard is not the gospel. I don't understand. A man listening to the gospel, and he will be gripped with fear. That's not the gospel. In fact, anywhere I see such
a,
I close my ears. When people send images of people killing each other, I delete it. I don't even look at it. That is not the gospel. That's wickedness. But somebody said, I sent it because I challenged that person. So I sent it so that you can pray. Oh, and I said, all right. So somebody can send phonographic material to you so that you can pray. Because that's the meaning. You see, some people are sleeping with themselves openly. And it's recorded. And then they can send it to you so that you know how to pray for them. Does it make sense?
So need to
he doesn't. The message of the kingdom
is
the gospel of Jesus. That I went to US
and
I was in
Boston.
And from Boston, I went to Los Angeles.
But one lost in Los Angeles.
And I saw a designer shoe.
Mo wa ri bata kan to rewa. Akanse
sold for $3,000.
Akanse bata ni dollar me egberun meta dollar ni sin ta.
And I bought that
Mobara
designer shoe.
Mobara akanse ni.
If you want to contact anointing for dollars.
Mo fa mi roro yan lati ma na dollar.
You need to come and kiss this shoe. And key into it. With 5,000
naira.
Beautiful nonsense. Excellent rubbish. That's not the gospel. So, well, I went to Benue State. About 30,000 people gave their life to Christ.
As I preached.
200 people were healed of their diseases. And about 32 women were blessed with set of twins. In fact, the two over the 30 gave birth to triplets. When we moved out of Benue State, we went into Katsina State. And we stopped Katsina State. In fact, we collect crutches. People. Now, show to them.
Let them see.
Can you see? The power of God at work.
Hallelujah.
Come on, celebrate this. Celebrate. Beautiful nonsense.
Rada.
Excellent
rubbish.
That's not the gospel. That's a hypocrisy. Government of self, by self, and for self.
In ara eni ni, joba ara eni, fun ara eni, ni pa ipa ara eni.
That's not Jesus.
Eyi se Jesu.
He sent them
ora won
with a message.
Pelu iwasu kan.
Very specific.
O si so ni pato.
Agbara Kristi ki dori eyan ru.
The power of Christ does not make people mad and crazy.
Agbara Kristi ki so eyan di olote.
It doesn't turn you to a rebel.
To preach the kingdom of God.
And he said, ko wa su ijoba ti Olorun.
And to heal the sick.
Ko si wa awon to sa isansan.
And when they went, they went through towns and they preached the gospel. Yes, my sister. And the apostles, when they were, you are on verse
6.
And they departed. They went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing.
Once in Jade, one lie little law, once in Wasu in Rere, once in Mueni and Lara, that knee be go.
Why did they heal everywhere? Can you tell me?
So they were for me.
Eh? They were sent to
the around one Lati law, Shebene.
They were sent to do it.
He said, I abandon the law, yeah, I don't want it.
And you are saying, oh, Badua, come on, come on, detail.
Oh, yeah, pray also that another person's trouble will not come upon your head. When you are not sent, why would it come upon your
there
head?
There is no authority that backs.
Oh, last set of your lenny.
You know, I never thought it in my life.
Some came here, you don't know, you hear me?
That I will pray for somebody.
But what Badua for you?
And then it will come back to my wife or children.
You see, I bust only a yard. I be your mommy.
It doesn't cross my mind.
Ko waso kan miri.
Mi zero.
Oh, must fair ro nube. How can I think like that?
Mi riro.
How can I think like that?
Ababa mani isheta ava firon iko. Iipako.
When you are sent on an errand, you can't die. Did you hear what our father said? Take him and bind him. No, not for a servant of God.
Ah! Micaiah entered into the palace of Ahab.
Micaiah wore Afi Ahabu.
Quietly.
Orara wole gwe.
He said, yes, we are waiting for you.
I wonder that in Dode.
We have had message anyway. We just said we should hear your
own.
What is God saying? Micaiah said, go up and prosper. Go up to
Ramoth Gilead.
And prosper. Orojade.
I said, go. Bokada tele.
Ahabu knew that was not Micaiah.
Oh my, when Micaiah called in sorrow. Oh my, why one in film say?
He knew that he was just pulling his leg.
Oh my, why one in for who say?
Ahab said, but I have told that you should speak to me in the name of the Lord.
Ba mi sorrow ni oruko Oluwa.
Oh, so you know I am his representative. And if I must speak, I must speak in his name. Now it is different from mentioning his name.
Oh, yeah,
you now have to call the name of Jesus 7 times. Holy Ghost 7 times. Fire 7 times.
You were not sent.
Alright.
You're not saying.
It is not about calling that name. It's about operating in that name. So, you want me to operate in the name of the one who sent me.
It's
alright. A meeting was going on in heaven. And Jehovah himself was the chairman. And he brought up an agenda. And And then it was your matter. I sat down, I was listening. God said, who will help me to deceive
Ahab?
That he may go to Ramoth Gilead
and die.
And everybody was bringing suggestions. Finally, one spirit said, I will do it. And God said,
ah,
he said, I will become a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophet. And then he went. Said, this is your prophet.
Are
lying. He turned to Jehoshaphat. Have I not told
you
that this man does not speak anything good? All right. You soldiers.
Arrest
when I come back from Ramoth Gilead, I will come and deal with you. A man that was sent, he said, if you return, the Lord has not sent you. I want you to understand that there is something the Lord is calling us into. There is a calling that will come upon our lives. And yet, there is an authority that follows the authority. Or there is an authority that authorizes the authority that we are giving. You don't understand. When
Joab
called Cusha,
Cushi,
to send him to David, to go and bring the news of Absalom's death to David.
Absalom,
I was reading the Bible. Beautiful book to read. And you know, when Ahimaas came, he said, oh God, send me. There is no tidings for you. You wait for another time. He said, let me run. No. I was watching the Bible. When he called Cusha, go and tell the king everything that you have seen. Now that was a commissioning, as it were. And I watched
Cushi.
The Bible said, and Cushi bowed.
Cushi si teriba.
Now it was at the point of his bow.
But
I know Joab said, you can go. Even though he has sent him, Cushi did not step out until he took a bow and he obtained a nod. But the inexperienced
Ahimaas, they don't send him any errand and he wants to go.
Despite the fact
that
power and authority
agbara ati ase
were given to this man, they had to wait for him to send them. Because that is when the authority becomes active. Say, but who authorized you to do that? Say, but we cast out devils in your name. We heal in your name. We prophesy in your name. Is it NLT now?
So,
all that you were done were not authorized. You have my name, but you didn't take my nod. God is looking for those ti ti agbara oni pa.
That they will not be drunken with the power he will give them.
Ti won ma huwa bo ti won.
And they will now start behaving like they like.
No.
Rara.
That even when it looks very obvious.
Nigba to ba ti e da be ni ko han kedere gbangba.
You know, we were talking
and sorrow
dealing with issues here during the discipleship meeting. I was talking about ministry, gifts, grace, faith. Because we are dealing with service. Those things that will make us to serve God. So we're talking about grace, we're talking about gifts, we're talking about faith. Then we came to this story of the lunatic boy.
Our day be tan okunrin gadara yi.
No, this is epileptic.
Okay, okunrin to ni arun
warapa. His father brought him to the disciples of Jesus.
Baba re mu wa sodo awon omo leyin Jesu
to cure.
Lati
that, they may cure him.
Pe kan ba un wo san.
But they couldn't.
Won si le wo san.
And then he brought him to Jesus.
Hey,
Oga. I brought my boy to your disciples. That they will cure him. We have seen them curing diseases. We have seen them before.
But
I was not even looking for you. I was looking for them because I know they carry power. But they couldn't. And Jesus said, oh, faithless and perverse
generation,
how long will I stay with you? Bring the boy to me. And then he cast this devil out of this boy. Wise brethren, they came to him.
Okay. Baba,
why couldn't we cure him? So it is because of your unbelief. And you are turning that because of your unbelief. And then we are asking, what constitutes unbelief? Or what brings faith? So we realize that faith cometh by hearing. That what they did when they went out was because there was a war that followed them. This one, they heard nothing and they were acting because they believed. They had power. Nothing happened. But there was no war that sent them. They lack faith because they have not had anything. I brought them to the scripture, John 5. When Jesus came to the pool of Bethsaida,
the
Bible says, great multitude of sick people were there. And as Jesus entered, the Bible says, and he knew that this man had been long in his case. And you are checking that. What's the meaning of he knew? How did that knowledge
come?
God must have whispered to him. This man has been there for 38 years. I want to do something about this case. So he stopped. Do you want to be healed? And before you say Jack, the man was up standing, walking. The Bible said Jesus conveyed himself away from that place. A multitude being there. I was asking the brethren, why did you think that Jesus left that place immediately? It was because the faith he had by the word he had can only heal one person. If he should stay there, some will hold him, say you cannot go. You have to heal us. And he cannot do what God has not sent him to do. Simple. very simple.
O rorun gan.
God is looking for men that will carry his power.
Ti o gbe agbara re.
But men,
ṣugbọn awọn eyan
tamed.
Ti ati sero.
Aha, that's the word. Tamed.
Ta ati se won ro.
You when we get there, I'll be talking about. So, sister, you are reading for us. Now, Herod, the tetrarch. Now, wait. Read verse 6 again. Excuse me. Is it and he departed? What are we seeing here? And they departed.
Ṣe o si jade lo ni rara, o ni won si jade.
In verse 7.
Ni ese keje.
Can you read that verse 7 again?
E ka ese keje.
Now Herod the tetrarch heard of all that was done by him.
Herod the tetrarch si gbo nkan gbogbo tin se lati odo re wa.
No, now wait. Don't run like that.
Oh, sorry.
You know we are dealing with something. Can you look at verse 10? And the apostles, when they were returned, they told him all that they had done. But what are we seeing in verse
7?
All that was done by them. Excuse me, by them. By who, please? By him. The power that was given yet belonged to him. The authority that was given yet belonged to him. That authority that commissioned them. You know when you install a software.
Sho mo ko to ba ki kini to kini ise to nsise sinu ero ayara bi asa.
After you have installed it.
Nigba to ba ti gbe wonu ero yi.
Then it gives you a prompt.
Awa so fun yi pe
to launch.
Ko ya bere ma lo mi.
Now if you decide not to launch.
To ba lo lo.
What happens to that software?
Kini o sele si.
It stays there.
Awa nbe na ni.
It stays there.
Awa nbe ni.
I have downloaded you. But I'm not interested in you now. I am not launching you for. And do you know that that application will not be angry? Eh? He will sit down.
And
said, my
Oga
said he is not interested in launching. And the day you become interested, just a click. Once you click and you launch it, it comes out. You can say welcome. They departed. They preached. They healed sicknesses. But the news that came to Herod was not of they, was not of them, but was of him. When we return, you can see, when we return, at the hour of mercy, will be making specific cries. I hope you have not forgotten that there is hour of mercy. Alright. We'll be making specific cries unto God.
I'm already begging God that this insanity will be totally healed. I must not become insane under the hands of Christ. That I will now be behaving like a mad person all around. The work of madness that people are calling the work of ministry. I'm begging God that I will never be a part of that nonsense.
I want to carry a power that I cannot call my own. I cannot use the way I like. Nothing tames a man. And makes him to behave himself. Like when he discovers that what is in his custody is not his own, he will be careful. Here and now, are you on the field without being sent? Are you on the field without being given power and authority? Are you on the field when you are not part of his? I advise you to retrace your steps.
This journey will be very disastrous. You don't struggle to behave like an adult. It is God that grows you into adulthood. After
Abaroku,
you can't use your wisdom to tie woods together except to find a rope. You can't say because you are big in stature, then the door will open.
Like
if I appear before that door, it will just open. No, you need the key.
We have
Ani,
a reason to pray. God is tired of sending forth vagabonds.
Oh, ti su Olorun lati ma ran awon asiwere jade awon mo ta.
He wants his own.
O nfe ran awon ti e.
He will give them power.
Yo fun won lagbara.
He will give them authority.
Yo fun won lase.
And yet that will not push them out.
Sibe ori won o ni wu koja ise apa won.
Until he sends
them. Aya afi to ba to ran won.
And when he sends them, they will never preach themselves. They will not preach their denomination. They will not preach their
pastor.
They will preach Christ. Him crucified. And they will not forget to set men free from their infirmities. Because it is part of the package. Stand to your feet. We want to pray. We want to call upon the Lord before we take our meal and return. How many of you are willing to become God's agent?
I'm fortunate. Thank you. When we were young, they used to sing that song in our church.
But ore to ri won song ko dabi ita wa ma ko ni.
The way they used to sing it is not the way we are singing it now.
Ori mi sorry. Mo ti ni Jesu ti n gba ni. Mo ti ni Jesu ti n wo ni. Mo ti ni Jesu akiri sore o. Jesu olore o. Ori mi sorry. Ori ti mo to sorry ni si ori isore ori car.
If you are fortunate now, it's because of car. Not because of Christ.
When I see your hands up, I
wanted to tell myself that you are fortunate, you are blessed
to be alive,
that you are alive
to see such
that you
men and women,
okunrin ati obirin,
young,
ton si wa ni
opinpin
ara,
future,
ton ni ojo waju to rewa,
desiring to be agent for Christ.
en to ma ma jise fun fun Christi.
Nigeria is in for better
days. Nigeria yo mo dara o.
Then the church
ijo
is in for something great.
A je pe yo ri nkan to da agba mu.
And I'm still begging God.
Mo si tin be Olorun
that he will help me.
Yo ran mi lowo.
If it tarries.
Ti o ba ti ide
to witness it.
Lati foju mi ri.
When you be speaking.
Nigba ti wo ma soro.
And nations will come to Christ.
Awon ile yo ma wa sodo Christi.
And we just sit down to cheer
you. Emi na o wa joko o mo patewo fun o. Inu mi o mo dun si o. Ma kan joko ma ma mi ri.
That's what God told us.
Oda, Tolorun ba wa sonu.
That's what God told us.
Tolorun ba wa sonu.
Years back.
Tolorun ba wa sonu. Na won du die seyin.
That's what God told us.
Tolorun ba wa sonu.
We may not be able to move around.
Awa le ma le lo be nigba na. Nigba na
mo.
Awa joko a pe Oluwa.
Please.
Nisisin yi.
Let your hand be double over this.
Je ki owo re ko po si lori aye awon won yi.
Let nation bow.
Je ki awon orile ede mo teriba.
I will be sending prayers.
A ma ran inase adura si
yin. After you.
A ma ran adura tele yin lo.
And you'll be doing exploits.
Esi mo se daada fun Olorun.
I'm begging God to help me to see.
Mo be Olorun ko je ke oju mi ri.
Because there is no reason for me to think you are the one God is waiting for.
Ti mo fi fe kuna eyin lo Olorun duro de.
I am not jealous of you. I'm only happy for you.
Won ma ba o di de ki ma ba ta kan gban. Inu mi dun ori mi wu.
I can't struggle with you.
Mi o le ma ba o ta kan gban.
It belongs to your generation.
Eh iran yin lo ni. Ah ma wo won. Kai.
I am happy.
You know me do
that God
be Olorun
has made me to be a part
o je ki nge
lara ire preparation
ani gbaradi yi
gbaradi lo lo lowo yi you
know me si do
I am pleased with it
you know me do lati je ko si yin ko ye yin
that's all
o pari
that's all
o pon
but
sugbon
you can't be a vagabond.
Oh, le yamo ta.
You can't be a wild animal.
Oh, le yamo le ko yen han na.
No.
Lara.
He's looking for men tame.
O wa awon omo ti ati sero.
People that will not struggle.
Awon to ni ma ba Olorun ta
kan. People that will not take loss to their hands.
Ti o ni ma fi si owa ara won.
If it takes him 10 years.
To ba gba lodun mewa.
To say go.
Lati so pe lo
they will wait
won draw the nan
would you like to say to the Lord
se wa fe wi fun Olorun pe
say Lord
Oluwa
break my backbone
Oluwa kan se mi legun eyin
that I may lean on Christ
kin ba le sun le Christi kin kin gbara le
break I am too strong
oh mo ti lagbara ju lo
I am too strong
mo ti lagbara ju
break my spine
egun eyin yi oluwa se
like you did to Jacob
mo sise fun Jacob
that you have to lean upon
him bless ni ma subu sun lori opa to fun opa tile
that I may lean on Christ
kemi na le gbara le o
break my back
oluwa se
that's a serious prayer
eyi je adura to le
is a serious prayer.
Adura to le.
If you feel like coming to the altar,
wa sori pepe.
Don't worry, just come.
Toro ika to mo pe bo se fe nu.
And say Lord,
ma bo.
I know this is dangerous.
Oluwa mo mo pe bi lewu.
But that is what I want to do.
Mo fe ko se nu aye mi
re. Break my backbone.
Se mi legun eyin se.
So that I can lean.
Kin ba le gbara le o.
Holy.
Gbogbo ara mi.
On Christ.
Kin gbe le Christi.
I will have no thought of myself.
Mi o ni ni ero ngba ara mi mo.
No mind of myself.
Mi o ni ni ero tara mi mo.
No project of myself.
Mi o ni ni
no vision of my own.
Mi o ni ni ero ngba ara mi.
No ambition of my own.
Mi o ni ni ohun ti mo nlepa.
All is only about Christ.
Gbogbo re Christi.
And Christ alone.
Christ nikan.
Christ and Christ alone.
Christ nikan.
Christ and Christ alone.
Christ nikan.
Break this backbone.
Oluwa se.
Pound me in your mortar.
Oluwa gun mi lodo.
Pound me in your mortar.
Gun mi lodo.
until I become spineless, that I may rest on this ground called Christ, that I may see on this ground that is Christ, trusting not in my own righteousness, that in me there will be no righteousness except that of Christ.